Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Monty Walden. My guest today is Stefano Quagliarini, who is, how would you describe yourself, an influencer?
Communicator.
Right. Where are you from?
I'm from Tuscany. I'm from Pisa.
Okay, exactly. Pisa province, yeah. And what about your family? Were they involved in wine communication?
No, they don't treat wine in any way. They do other job. My father work in the industry near Santa Croce. So
which is near Florence.
He treat leather.
He's a leather. He works with leather.
Yeah.
A very that part of Florence is very well known for its leather products, be they shoes or wallets, bags, handbags, that kind of thing.
Yeah. And my mother would...
So he must be quite... Is he like a millionaire then? Because it's a big business.
No. He's a normal worker.
Okay.
He's employed. But my mother works with the horses. She have a property that have to born new horses.
Are they horses for racing or just horses for...
Yeah, for racing.
Oh, right. So that's pretty specialized. So breeding racehorses. So is she a vet?
They work with a veterinarian, but my mother works... She's the owner of the...
Of the business.
Of this, yeah.
That's an interesting business. Horse breeding. Do you like horses?
Yeah, but also scared because I see different scenes since I was a child. So
you're used to it.
Yeah.
But it's not a case that your mum breeds the horses and then they get killed and then they're used for leather bags, is it? Or not? No.
Okay.
No.
Oh,
that's good. Okay.
No.
Just in case any animal lovers out there were a little bit worried about that. So you, as an influencer, what does that mean, being an influencer? And who are you influencing and how and why in relation to wine?
I started to study enology at Pisa University. So my goal is to communicate what is behind the wine, what are the people works behind the label. So I start presenting my wine journey. So I start to visit wineries, to post the picture about vineyards, the cellar, at the end to the bottle, to show what is the work behind a bottle.
Are you still studying enology? Did you qualify?
I am graduating in July. I hope to finish this study.
So you'll then become officially an enologist.
Yes.
And are you going to work in Tuscany? Or are you
I hope
travel
so,
else?
But I will specialize in social media because.
So you're not going to work as an enologist. All that study, your poor parents,
yeah,
you know, breeding the horses, to put food on the table.
Help a lot to me to understand what is the wine. So when I talk about the wine, I know a lot of technical parts that are important to present the wine in a different way.
What do you mean by that, in a different way? Everybody says that in a different way. What are you using? Are you using language, the way you photographs?
Basically photograph. I give more importance also to description. Instead, in Instagram is important, obviously, the picture, the description. For me, is important to present the wine maybe to less people that see the post, but there are a few people that are more interested to the bottle that we spend more time to read the description.
But are you taking photos of, I mean, you're an enologist and you're saying that you're taking photos in a different way. What you're not doing is just taking a picture of a bottle with a label. Are you taking pictures of fermentations, of yeast, of bacteria?
I post a lot of pictures also in the vineyards, in the harvest. For example, in this year I make the harvest in a winery.
Which one?
Near Florence, Montespertoli.
Right.
And I post every day, maybe not every day, but a lot of picture about the harvest, and the people were interested about this because it's not normal take part in harvest and communicate with these channels like Instagram.
Obviously what you're doing is a very visual thing. You're providing a picture and then describing what was in the picture. Do you have a preference when you're in vineyards to go and look at organic or biodynamic vineyards, which tend to have more life in them? They tend to have cover crops and more colours. In a conventional vineyard, if it's been weed killed, herbicided, it doesn't always look great. Are you aware of that? Do you think about that, or do you not care? Do you just go to a conventional vineyard, there's no grass at all, and you take a photo and say, this is a great vineyard, or do you actually point out that this is slightly unusual, that there's actually no biodiversity in there at all?
For me, it's important to post a picture with a lot of colors and graphically correct, so people that see this picture will be surprised. But also for my technical study, I understand what is biodynamic biologies. And for my opinion, it's important also the conventional wineries, because for me a wine has to be a good wine, but also, for example, in herbicide is a good way to search to reduce herbicide, but also you don't have to forget that the product is also important. So is a combined to these elements to make a perfect mix.
So just go back into the winery. When you go to a winery and you have your camera with you, whether it's your phone or just a normal camera, do you use a phone or do you use a normal camera?
I use a phone because I'm a student, so I can permit a camera.
Right, okay, you can't pay for a camera. So, I mean, are these wineries happy that you're taking photos? Or do they say, hang on, we don't really want you to take this photo, please?
What's happened in a few cases, I can post a photo because there is a specific process that I can show to the people.
You
but
can't show?
I can show because it's normal for a winemaker, doesn't show every secret. But there are few moments like fermentation, like the harvest, that also the winemaker want to show before I have to explain my work to the winemaker, because the social media are not so
it's not well understood by some
producers. When I show to the winery where I work that my post about Tercera can reach 20,000 people, they give more attention to this social network.
So you're a photographer, Instagrammer?
Yeah, I am an amateur photographer because I have also another account that is Italian Escapes. I start with this and now it's followed by 150,000 people.
Italian Escapes?
Yeah.
Is that to do with agritourism then?
No.
What is Italian Escapes?
It's a gallery where I post my own picture, but is born like a community about photographer that I chose through Instagram their picture about Italian places, and I want to promote the Italian places. Like my passion is a community, no profit.
Right, so you're taking pictures of areas in Tuscany that you like.
Yeah.
And you're sharing them on Instagram. But how do you make money from that? How do you monetize that? You just take going out, you see you're driving somewhere, maybe a couple of hours in the car, you're spending a lot of money on petrol, parking, time, processing the photos. I know it's free, but it's still time. And are you advertising? How are you making any money?
About Italian wine, so you're talking. Yeah.
No, about anything that you do. How do you monetize it?
I monetize show my working, because I have opportunities. I also did in this month a few sponsored posts about a few wineries that want to show their reality to my followers. So I don't post only the picture of the bottle, but before I present the winery, I present the people that are behind the label. And then, obviously, the wine has to be good, because it's important, is the main thing to show and to communicate. And then they give my fee. Yeah. But also it's important for me to show my work, because I have an offer about a social media manager in a different company that doesn't work in wine.
Do people write to you and say, I love the photo you took of, I don't know, whatever it is, a landscape, a field, a vineyard. Can I buy it? Can you print me a copy and send me a copy? Do you get people asking for that?
No, not yet.
Really?
No. No.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, you could like maybe do a calendar or something. 12 months, December, January, February.
I think about that, but the university in this year take me a lot of time. So
right, you're very busy with studying.
Yeah, I prefer to finish my study and then think about other things.
Right.
But now finished in Italy, I start with this job that really interests me, to communicate through social media different reality about food, Italian food.
Right, so you're doing winemaking, tourism, beautiful places, and food.
I want to.
So what do you do next? Football?
No.
Fashion?
No, I want to organize especially with Italian wines, Italian landscapes tour for discovering Italy, because
okay,
for
so holiday tours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Especially for Italian wines, I want to propose winery tours, because a lot of people see my wine photos, my visit about wineries. I want to discover also them, these wineries.
Cool. Okay. Thanks very much, Stefano Quagliarini, who is an influencer.
Thank you.
Using his camera and words to communicate about Italian wine, landscapes, and places to stay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.